You may have heard that the local government is going to be rearranged, that our county councils are going to disappear into two separate areas of East and West Surrey. I'm Josette Lesser and I'm with Monica Harding, who's Lib Dem MP for Esher and Walton. Thank you so much for speaking to us about this. Can you just explain a little bit more about what's going on?
Well, as part of the government's devolution plans, they wanted to get rid of the district and borough councils in Surrey and replace them with Surrey, what they call unitary authorities. And the big debate was how many unitary authorities there were going to be. Now, the government have announced that there will be two unitary authorities in Surrey. There will be an East Surrey and a West Surrey. My constituency, Esher and Walton, which is within the Elmbridge Borough Council, will be part of the East Surrey Council, and that will see Elmbridge, Epsom and Ewell, Mole Valley, Reigate and Banstead and Tantridge merged into a new East Surrey authority. And that will happen from May 2027, and the shadow elections for the councillors who will represent that will be next May.
What does that mean to us, though, as constituents?
Well, this is where it all has to be shaken out. Now, as Liberal Democrats, we want the power to be closest to the people. So we like having councils that are closest to us, so parish councils, borough councils, district councils, and then a county council. But there is an opportunity here under new devolution plans that you can get more power locally. So let's see how it shakes out. I think there are big investment projects. You will know because I've talked about it a lot. One of my big targets is Hersham Station, for example, which is run down, it's derelict, and we can't get any money into making it the station that it needs to be, given that there are 660,000 people that are running through it every year. Now, maybe with a new unitary authority that can take a strategic look at, for example, our transport, we could get investment in there. So that would be a good thing. But we need to see how it all shakes down. But what is absolutely vital is that we get the leaders in place who can make that change. And I really regret Surrey County Council and the Labour government both conspired to stop the elections last year. So we didn't have those council leaders that could create these new unitary authorities. Instead, constituents missed out on those elections next year, and they won't be until next May. So I'm concerned that the very people that may have been kicked out at elections last year are actually shaping what this new unitary authority looks like. So that's one of my concerns at the moment. The good news is that the elections will go ahead because there was some talk of them being cancelled again. So that is really, really good news.
And what about council tax? How will that be affected?
Well, look, there's two things going on there. First of all, what I'm really pleased about is that under the new unitary plans, my constituents in Esher and Walton and Elmbridge won't be forced to take on the bad debt that's been built up by many of these councils. Woking had one of the most celebrated, if you like, debts in the country. The government have agreed to wipe out some of that. And we pushed for that for a long time. Ever since I've been elected, I've been asking the government that it is not fair that my residents take on debt that's been built up by bad leadership of councils. So that won't happen, not least because those councils that have debt within them will not be in the East Surrey authority. But on top of that, there's something called the Fairer Funding Formula that the government have brought in, which is trying to look at how local authorities are funded. And one of the victims of that, if you like, is going to be London and the South East, including Surrey. And what it looks like is that it will take down its spending power by about 13%. And that can only go in one of two directions. It means more cuts to public services, or it means an increase in council tax. And my residents cannot afford another rise in council tax, particularly during a cost of living crisis. That's another thing that I'm fighting the government, that the Fairer Funding Formula has to take into account for example, the cost of housing around here into its formulation, and that it cannot just move money from one local authority to another, because local authorities are on their knees and absolutely stretched and are unable to deliver the services they're meant to do as it is.
How probable is it that the fairer funding formula will go forward?
While the government are insisting on the fairer funding formula, we've been fighting it for a long time. They've watered down their plans somewhat in order to allow for the cost of housing in places like London and in the southeast. So that's a real victory for all of us that have fought against that. But we will still be pushing back. Local authority needs proper funding in order to sort out the mess in our adult social care, the mess in special educational needs, in transport, even the potholes in the road. So it is unthinkable that there should be a further cut in local authority funding, and that that would come back to increased council taxes for my residents.
In a statement, Minister for Local Government and Homelessness, Alison McGovern, said countless confusing councils and fragmented services don't build community pride or local identity. Good local jobs, better public services and more money for local services do. This plan will enable local leaders to take the decisions needed to support local economic growth and make sure that Surrey residents get the public services and preventative support they need, as promised in our plan for change.